a memorable image. This morning, I want to focus on that moment when it comes to you, maybe this is something that I should be following. And then you have to discern, am I just excited now? Am I emotional? I haven't had enough sleep. Is this really something that I should be doing? And the judgment and the discernment that Jesus Christ has in our life, and to trust that discernment. That is going to be our focus, the winnowing fork, with Witty holding up is that really a winnowing fork? I only saw it online, so I wasn't, is that really a winnowing? Eloise is gone, all of you agricultural people. That's what it looked like online, but it's like a rake or something like that. Some of you in this congregation are really good at living. You're really just naturals at it, which means that you love well, you have good networks of friendships, you respect your health, you respect your body, and you enjoy life. But, and some of us still don't have a clue, but whether you're one of those people that lives well or one of those people that's always in anguish, there isn't anyone who really understands life. You can argue with me later. I'll be happy to hear your arguments. This is why when we come across something or someone who sounds like they know something, they've got something to judgment about something, we may begin to wonder, could this person give me some of that meaning? Oh, I don't mean that Jesus doesn't have the meaning of life. I'm just saying we can't understand life. We come across somebody, we say, could this be it? Could this be the person that's going to give me some of that meaning of my life? If I follow them, will things become clear to me? We encounter these kinds of things, or we read something like, oh, this is going to be it. John the Baptist had just challenged the crowd to let their lives show the fruit of repentance, instead of relying on their prison. Well, I'm God's people, you know, that's the end of the story. People were roaring out specific questions. I'm a soldier, what did I should do? I'm doing this. And Eloise included that in the story time. What does it look like for me? I'm a housewife, I'm a teacher, I'm a sanitation engineer. What does it mean for me to be repenting and showing the fruits of repentance? And John had specific answers for the people who asked him questions. They began to wonder, oh, you have some answers. Maybe you're the one that's going to give me that meaning, that's going to explain things to me, that's going to make it clear that I've always wondered. So they kind of start hanging out. They start following him. Now, that word, you know, everybody's following people on. I'm sorry, that's just such a weird world, but so you young people, that's your world. They started following him, and he became quite popular. They were following him, hoping for some further words, some further clarification of what it all means. John the Baptist quickly let them know that he was only the warm-up act. He was the announcer. He was the DJ, not the main event. One was coming who would take them beyond repentance to a life with the Spirit of God. One was coming who would discern between reality and flim-flam. One was coming who could discern between good and evil, what is useful and what is only clutter. Oh, what a hard thing that is, to discern what's clutter. This one would have a winnowing fork. Now, I was going to explain that a winnowing fork is an agricultural instrument that resembles a rake. A pile of grain is scooped up and tossed in the air. But I think that was explained for us. This is repeated until only the grain remains. Gravity brings the grain down. The wind takes the chaff, and eventually you have the grain, and it can be gathered and stored. The chaff is swept up and burned or used for compost, according to the Professor Christ. Winnowing is an act of discernment and judgment. The power of God in judgment mercifully removes what is serving no good purpose and hindering good purpose. We have vast and contradictory hopes and expectations within us for God's work and goodness to be revealed. We struggle to separate what is solid and useful from all the things that look promising. Ambiguity and disappointment are a daily experience for anybody who stops to think for a minute. Repentance is being willing to see and let go of what is ugly and useless in our lives. Before John has even baptized Jesus in the story, this is really sad. So we just have the passage here. Before we even get to the baptism, Luke has put in the work of the winnowing fork. Luke tells us that John's work is done and his bold preaching will land him in prison. And we know that later he actually had a rather gruesome death. Before Jesus is even baptized by John, Luke pushes John the Baptist out of the story. When Jesus is baptized, Luke doesn't even use the name John. He was baptized in the river. The winnowing fork has already separated out what's going to be useful for the future and what was necessary to bring us to that point and is no longer needed. Jesus applies for baptism not because he has committed any sin like us, but he is identifying with the sinners. He made himself one of us. I'm going to be with the people who are being baptized for repentance of sins. That's where I belong. Luke has already told us of the angelic announcement of Jesus' birth, the virgin birth, the visits of the shepherds, the prophecies during his dedication at 8 days old when he was circumcised, the recognition of his extraordinary spiritual life in his visit to the temple at age 12, and Jesus' own statement at age 12 that he must be about the work of the Father. We already have all of that in Luke's gospel. Luke lets us know that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior all the way up to this point. So we know that the baptism was not the moment when Jesus received his calling. He did not become the Son of God. He was not anointed at that moment. The water baptism was when he accepted and stepped into the water as a public ministry. He's going to be the friend and companion of sinners. The dove dropping down indicates the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the voice from heaven makes public the special relationship that God has with his son Jesus. So what's happening in the baptism is not something new, but it is a revelation or an opening up of what already was. We follow this pattern of repentance from our own righteousness and turning away from evil, listening to Christ, recognizing him as the presence of God. We can expect a winnowing, a discernment, a dropping away of what is not good in our lives. We might have hope of following this one, oh, that one, oh, that book, this. But only in Christ will we encounter the divine judgment that follows repentance. Any human leaders will disappoint us. Any human leader may have certain ministries to fulfill, like John the Baptist, what will drop out of the story according to God's purposes. Only the one with the winnowing fork will remain and be faithful and true to the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.